You are there, Atlanta Journal, August 5th, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Lawyers on both sides satisfied with Conley, Atlanta Journal, August 5th, 1913. They haven't shaken him a particle, says Dorsey. He has told about 240 lies already, declares attorney Reuben Arnold, both the state's attorneys and the counsel for Leo M. Frank Tuesday at noon. Expressed satisfaction with the progress of the cross-examination of James Conley, the Negro sweeper. The Negro had been on the stand then for more than 9 hours, during 8 hours of which he had undergone a strenuous grilling at the hands of attorney L.Z. Rosser. They have not shaken him a particle, declared Solicitor Dorsey. And that isn't all. I don't believe they will be able to do so. Attorney Frank A. Hooper, who is assisting Mr. Dorsey in the prosecution of Frank, said, Mr. Rosser will go ahead and wear himself out, and Attorney Arnold will hurl questions at Conley until he too grows weary, and when it is all over, the Negro will still be there ready for more. Mr. Rosser was confident that he had made great headway in discrediting Conley's testimony. He smilingly commented upon how he had tangled up the Negro when he got him away from his recited story, but said that when Conley got back into his well-drilled tale, he ran along like a piece of well-oiled machinery. I've caught him in a mass of lies, asserted Mr. Rosser. Conley has lied both specifically and generally, declared Reuben Arnold. He has lied about material things and he has lied about immaterial things. He has told about 340 lies since he has been under cross-examination. I kept tab on him until he had told over 300 lies, and then they came so fast I couldn't keep up with him.